Numbers chapter 27. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these the names of his daughters, Mahla, Noah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against Yahweh in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he has no son. Give to us a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. You shall surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and you shall cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a man die and have no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance to his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be to the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Get you up into this Mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. For you rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the water in front of their eyes, that is, the water of Meribah in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. And Moses spoke to Yahweh, saying, Let Yahweh, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out in front of them, and which may go in front of them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take you Yahshua, a son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand upon him, and set him in front of Eleazar the priest, and in front of all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And you shall put some of your honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand in front of Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before Yahweh. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as Yahweh commanded him. And he took Yahshua and set him in front of Eleazar the priest, and in front of all the congregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. End of chapter.